Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 45th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then we begin in verse number 1, chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey. And I don't go any farther. I just want to give a plug here. Jacob went on his journey. Remember where Jacob left? We looked at this last week. He had that dream about the angels descending, and we looked at that ladder, and that ladder was Jesus Christ. Okay, but anyway, he was in a place that he named Bethel. Now, the Bible does not say how long he stayed in Bethel, but probably he spent a short time there. Because we leave him in Bethel, and all of a sudden, in verse number 1, he went on his journey. Now, how long he stayed in Bethel, the Bible does not say, but I have a feeling he stayed there a little bit because he met God there. It was a special place for Jacob there. You know, God had appeared to him there, and he spoke to God. And so he probably spent just a short amount of time there in Bethel. He just didn't build an altar and call this place Bethel and just moved on to Haran. I think he spent some special time. And then, verse number 1, he went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked and beheld a well in the field. And lo, there were 3 flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. Now, think with me. He's heading, this is over a 500-mile journey from when he left his home. He'd never left home before, by the way. There in Canaan, in that land, it was 500 miles to Haran. And remember, he didn't have cars. They didn't have buses and motorcycles. He had to, on foot or camels or something, he is a long journey. Another thing they didn't have is road signs. In other words, this way to Haran. They didn't have Google Map, you know, or whatever. And so you get the picture. He finally gets close. He knows he's getting close. And he comes to this well that God providentially brings him to. Now, I want you to get the picture. God brought him there. He didn't have a sign. He didn't have road signs. But it just so happens he comes to this place. Listen, nothing ever just so happens in God's people's lives. God brought him there. And then he shows up at this well, and here's these guys, and we probably won't read all this because of time, and here's these guys laying around the well. I said, well, look at me in verse number 4. He said, where are we? And they said, hey, where are you from? He said, we're from Haran. And I can just imagine, man, it's been a long journey, and I'm so close I could taste it. You know, there's Haran, just somewhere out there, and he's at this well. And verse number 5, and he said unto them, what, do you know Laban? He's my uncle, the son of Nahor. And they said, yeah, we know him. I just love this thought. Before we go any farther, he's at this well, and so you'll get the picture. They're by this well, and this well was not a flowing well. We see there was a great stone over this well, and it was a place of storage of water, like a cistern or something. And yet they would place a great stone over it. And this great stone, the Bible tells us, is very, very, very heavy, which is going to come in the picture here in the next couple verses. And these were young shepherd boys, and possibly was maybe some shepherd girls. They had girls, and we're going to see Rachel bringing a flock of sheep in just a minute. But the point is there's 3 people there, at least 3 people there, when Jacob showed up, and the stone is over the well. They'd already watered their sheep, and they're just kind of laying there, kind of relaxing like typical teenage boy being lazy, you know, and kind of just spending the time away. And in verse number 5, it says, do you know about Laban? Oh, man, not only know him, look in verse number 6. Well, he said, is he well? Oh, he's well. And not only that, I love this. Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. Again, you're talking about perfect timing. Only God could do this. He's looking for a wife. And remember, his mama said, I want you to go. And it's over a 500-mile journey. And he just happens upon this spot. And just happened to be at that same moment he's at that well, here comes Rachel. Again, don't tell me nothing happens to God's people by chance. God has a perfect plan for us, and we see this plan working out for Jacob. So he sees his daughter coming, the Laban's coming daughter, and I like this, verse number 7. And Jacob saying, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water your sheep and go feed them. And they responded, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, and they water the sheep. Now, if you read, kind of read between lines, we're not literally what they're doing. These guys are nosy, because in verse number 3, they've already watered their sheep, and they covered it back up. And then they see Rachel coming, and they see that Jacob has great interest in Rachel, and he's wow. And they say, I wonder what's going on here. And Jacob sees it. Hey, can't you go out and take these sheep? You've already been watered. Take them out to feed. Now you got to take them to pasture and feed them. And they said, no, we got to water them. We've already watered them. We're going to water them again. We're going to see what happened. That's what's going on here. Jacob tried to get them out there, but literally these guys were kind of nosy. Anyway, look, let's move on. We're fixing getting to the good stuff. Verse number 9. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. For she kept them. So obviously, see, they Rachel, who would we find out would be the younger sister, she was a shepherdess. We think of boys as being shepherds. David was a young shepherd boy. Well, Rachel, obviously, it's her job in the family for keeping the sheep, and Laban was a very wealthy man. So he had other flocks of sheep, but these were the sheep that, so to speak, that Rachel was assigned to, and she brings the sheep coming through the well. Verse number 10. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, rolled the stone back from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Don't read any farther. I want you to get the picture. Here's these three or four shepherd boys. We can't move the stone by ourselves. We got to have some help. That's why they had to gather around. But Laban is a 75-year-old middle-aged man, and he's going to do some showing off, if you will. So all by himself, he moved this stone that normally takes three or four young men to move, but he does it all by himself, and he kind of, yeah, these guys are. Anyway, that's what Laban was trying to impress. Jacob was trying to impress Rachel. So he rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And then look in verse number 11. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And I put on my notes I wrote here this week, wow, you're talking about love at first sight. Now, some of us has experienced this about love at first sight. I've decided I'm not going to go all the details about Latrice because she's sitting right here. I'm not going to embarrass her. We grew up in this church together, but I really didn't see her for the first time until there was one Saturday, and I'm not going any farther with this. I was with Tim Thompson. That ought to tell you something. Y'all know who Tim Thompson is. We were best friends, me and Tim. He's the one that saw her. There's Latrice. And first thing I said to Tim, and so help me, Tim, I said, I'm marrying that woman. And that's what he did. He laughed. He said, I'm marrying her. I said, wow. Well, and the rest is history. Okay? I had to win her over, and that's a long story. But anyway, that's how Jacob, when he saw Rachel, wow, just his whole world, nothing mattered to him more than Rachel. And it was love at first sight. This is the one.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And join us this Sunday evening, 6 p.m., February 21st, for the Dixie Echoes Live in Concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.